Yesu yabazibwe nyo bana bakatonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Buliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Buliseyo yonna gy'ayise.
We'll come back wherever they have passed.
Era omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe Omwana n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
Which come from God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olw'akaseera akalungi katwongedde mu kubeerawo kwe.
Time has added us in his presence.
Era nga tumugulumiza.
And we glorify him.
Mwebaza bulijjo okutukkiriza.
Thank him always to accept us.
N'atatugoba waali.
And never chases us before him.
Omwoyo Mutukuvu yali asaba mu Zabbuli ya 51.
Paul prayed in Psalms 51.
Yeah, Mukama waffe Yesu.
And the Lord Jesus.
And he
said, cast me not from your presence.
And
not take away your Holy Spirit. He prayed on his behalf. For in John 15, he is the true vine. The true vine. And we too are branches.
Now
he prayed for we ourselves. Verse 12 of Psalms 51:12, he
said,
restore the joy of salvation. Sustain me with the spirit of liberty. Now we thank him, God, for where he is, there is liberty. There is the spirit of the Lord, where this liberty is done good to us. Put the spirit in our midst.
Isaiah
61:11 and 14. They no more ask us where is he. Put his spirit in their midst. Who moved his right hand? Where there is the hand of Moses. Right now we see God has come for us. For putting his spirit in our midst. Moving his hand always in our midst. We give him back glory and honor. For having mercy on us. For he said in Proverbs 1:23. And accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit on you. He will draw you to understand my words. And right now we see we humble. Right now
we
see
there
is understanding of God's words.
And
we see in us there is accepting of rebuke. We begin to understand the words of God. Then it means we've begun to humble and accept his rebuke. For things to be rebuked are many. Those he rebukes us. Every time we accept humble under his hand.
And
reject all shameful things. Those Satan had filled the world.
And
headed them even in the church of Christ. We all began to reject them. Then he will add us his Holy Spirit. And we accept his rebuke. We are still moving on. With God's worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's the final work of God on the planet Earth through Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And it's the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth that God has been promising all nations under the heading of the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in this era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. Now in that word,
we
still get explained the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. As God first marked in the Bible, when we heard before. We also heard how we marked the history spoken over in the entire world, mostly from European explorers. In this time, we still move on to see the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. They were marked in prophecies released in the AD. And we move on to get explained the vision which came from the Asturians.
The Asturian vision on Uganda.
The Asturian vision on Uganda. The Asturian vision on the nation of Uganda. As written in the New Vision newspaper in the 1992, when we look to that vision, we single out four issues in that vision
to
explain in the depth. Our second reason we want to explain it, to see the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth through Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Why is meant to be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses and just as King David? But in that word,
we wanted
to see why it's to be like Prophet Elijah and that Prophet Moses. After we had seen that, we moved to get our general reason. What we still move on to see from a general reason why that man is be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses. There are many reasons we've seen. There are seven reasons in that general reason. But we move on
to
explain our sixth reason.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
The
sixth reason we are on, that the double anointing of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, they are the seven spirits of God. They have been doubled in the sign of the two lampstands and flow in God's final work on planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That is our sixth reason, in our general reason, why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth. Meant to be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses. In our sixth reason, we've seen many points in it. We first explained first in the Australian vision, and we saw where the double portion comes from. And that vision in an aspect which speaks that man is to be like a Prophet Elijah, Prophet Moses. And so why they did indicate any sign in the midst there.
Meant
to be like Prophet Elijah, Prophet Moses.
So
now we put a multiplication sign and we knew it's the double portion of the anointing which appeared in Prophet Elisha in those eras of BC. Look to them last time and we got explained again the sign of the two lampstands which show fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For we looked at Revelations 4, Revelations 11, and the verse 3 and 4. And we shown the two lampstands and that the two witnesses, the two cherubims, the sons of the anointing. And one is power appeared in Prophet Elijah and another in the Prophet Moses. Now in joining it up, it appeared in Prophet Elisha. In these days, a prophecy was released showing there will be a man appearing to be like Prophet Elijah,
and
that's Prophet Moses, to say that out of him comes Prophet Elijah, to bring double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits when they have been doubled.
So,
now we finished that reason. We ended as we saw the flow of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. Basically, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. As the Bible, the holy book, is in heaven,
and
as its copy is on the world. Now, that flow of that Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, when they are doubled, Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Going to flow us Holy Scriptures and the Bible in heaven.
And as
copy of the Bible is on this world.
All
those we understood well. As Isaiah 34:16.
Now
we are pushed to seek in the book of the Lord. And read. None of them will lack its merit. And the mouth of the Lord commanded. And the Holy Spirit gathered. Now we saw he first gathered the Bible in heaven.
The
Holy Spirit picked to give angels, or he came direct to make the copy of Bible on the world. All those we looked to in the Daniel 10:19-21. Now in all those words we saw, we ended and we had understood that those words of the scriptures of truth to make the word of God, Bible as it's in heaven, as its copy is on the world, the book of God. All words within it were purified 7 times. As we read in the Psalms 12 and the verse 6 and 7. Now there we began to say, we want to see the words of the scriptures of truth, those making the word of God, Bible in heaven, and the Bible on the world, how
to
be purified 7 times, those releasing the spirit of the Lord, those releasing the spirit of wisdom, those releasing the spirit of understanding, those releasing the spirit of counsel, those releasing the spirit of power, those releasing the spirit of knowledge of God, those releasing the spirit of fear of God. And that's what we're heading on to. But before we reach it, we want to first see that the taking of 7 seals from God's book, the Bible,
or
the Holy Bible, it shows that the word of God, the scriptures of truth, they are purified 7 times through the 7 spirits of God. That's what we want to first see. The taking of the 7 seals in the book of God, the Holy Bible. It shows that the word of God, the scriptures of truth, they were purified 7 times through the 7 spirits of God. That's what we have moved on to see. Then we begin to see those who believe in the spirit of the Lord, spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, those of counsel, spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge of God, and spirit of fear of God in the double portion. Praise Jesus much.
So what do we,
there is this part you need to know, that the taking off of the 7 seals in the book of God, the holy book, the Bible, it shows that the word of God, the scriptures of truth,
for
the Holy Scriptures, they were purified 7 times and passed through the 7 spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. Many people ask us a question. How can someone realize they are filled with the Spirit of God, or that they are being filled? When we begin to see the words of God, the scriptures of truth, those purified 7 times, you see those filled of the Spirit of the Lord, those of the spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of power, of knowledge, fear of God. Then you will know how people get filled. But let's first see, those going to hear those words, those purified 7 times, if they have not understood of the 7 seals, they still not be revealed of that word. And they say, why all along we've not understood those words?
So
now, taking off 7 seals from the book of God, the Holy Bible, it shows that the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, They were purified seven times through the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
much. Now today is what we want to look to in the double anointing based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to work all over the world. The book, the Bible, is to be taken off all the seals.
You
know, they have been taken off in heaven 2019 years back. 2019 years back. But not to everyone that they are taken off like that. It
involves
accepting God's rebuke and he pours his Holy Spirit on you and he takes off both seals from you. According to Proverbs
1:23,
he speaks and he says this. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23.
Muchokoro kunenya kwange laba nafukango moyo gwange jemuli nabamanyisanga ebigambo byange.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
said, accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit on you. He will make you know my words. The truth is that God in heaven, 2019 years back, moved on to take off seals from his words. Even on the world, it was manifested. But it worked to those who accepted his rebuke and they have poured upon the Spirit of God. In his fullness, they are the seven spirits of God. Because the word of God, as in the heavens, the book, the Bible, the book of God in the
heavens,
and as the copies on the world,
when
it was brought, it was past the seven spirits, and the wisdom, the understanding,
is
what moves on to make the seal, that they are in the wisdom of God, not human wisdom, and
you
meant to get the wisdom of God, and move on, understand those words. According to Psalms 12, verse 6, he straight told us that his words were purified seven times. Let's read here. Psalms 12, verse
6.
Psalms 12, verse
6. Zaburi esula ya 12 olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms 12 from verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama bye bigambo ebirongoofu. Nga feza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi, erongoosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebigambo bya Mukama.
The words of the Lord.
Ebigambo ebirongoofu.
The words which are pure.
Nga feza egezebwa ku nsi emirundi musanvu.
Find on the world seven times.
Akati ebigambo bya Katonda.
Now the words of God.
Byatukuzibwa emirundi musanvu.
Purified seven times.
Kwe kuyita mu musanvu ejja Katonda.
Past the seven spirits of God.
Nga bwetwasembayo okuwulirako.
Has been last heard.
So ebigambo ebi.
Now those words.
Ebikola ebya byawandikwa ebitukufu.
Of the Holy Scriptures.
None
of them is crooked, neither perverse. They are all in righteousness. And they move to be purified seven times. According to Proverbs 8 and the verse 8, he says this. Proverbs 8, verses 8.
Ebigambo byonna eby'omukamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu. Mu byo temuli kintu ekikyamakyama.
All the words of the mouth of God, the scriptures of truth, which make Bible on the world,
as
original copies in heaven, they are words which are righteous, which has nothing which is crooked, neither that perverse.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But their purification don't be past the seven spirits, which make fullness of the Holy Spirit, who gathered the Bible in heaven, out of which he got a copy sent to us, when the Holy Spirit passed prophets and apostles, bring what came from God in the Bible of heaven, in the times to pass through angels, as the group of angel Gabriel. Those words to be purified seven times, and they are in righteousness, when we take off the seal of the seven spirits of God, it's to say we prepare those which pass the spirit of wisdom in the spirit of understanding, which pass the spirit of counsel, those which pass the spirit of power, those which pass the spirit of knowledge of God, those which pass the spirit of fear of God, even those which pass the spirit of the Lord.
Then
understand now, seals are taken off from you, and you know they are righteous. You say they pass the spirit of wisdom. Because that seal,
they
are put upon by the Spirit of God, it will need you the real Spirit of God, and it comes in His fullness to make you know those words of God.
Now
this seemeth like a beginning given you. Praise Jesus.
Anointing
given you to move on, teach you all the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, according
to Revelation 5,
verse 1
to 5, we see book of the Bible in heaven, out of which we got a copy on the world. It had seals in all the entire BC. And they took off the seals in the beginning of AD. 2019 years back. But that seal does not go off on bats. It's not poured upon the Spirit of God. They remain. Let's read Revelations we see. Revelations 5 from verses 1.
Nendaba mumukono ogwaddio ogwoye yali atudde ku ntebe. Ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu. Ekisibiddwa ennyo obubonero omusanvu. Olunyo olwokubiri. Nendaba malayika ow'amaanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti, ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu? Olunyo olwokusatu. Ne watabaawo mu ggulu newankubadde ku nsi newankubadde wansi w'ensi eyayinza okwanjuluza ekitabo newankubadde okukitunuulira. Olunyo olwokuna. Nange n'enkaaba nnyo amaziga kubanga tewalabika yasaanira okwanjuluza ekitabo newankubadde okukitunuulira.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
The
servant Apostle John of Revelations. In the Revelations 5, from verse 1 to 4,
he saw the
scroll of God in heaven, the holy book, the Bible, but
it
was sealed with seven seals. And there was no one in heaven who was able to take off those seals. That reveals us the book we understand. And the verse 4 is
saying,
it moved on to weep much tears, for it had gotten hard
to bring the
understanding in that book, the book of God in heaven, which is known as the Bible, the holy book.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
the time had passed long, God's book is in the heaven,
brought
its copy on the world, but to be quickened,
understand
them as they are in heavens and earth. And it was hard, for those words
they
purified seven times
to say
they passed the seven spirits
and
spoken in their righteousness
in the
spirit of the Lord, that the Lord speaks them in the spirit of wisdom perfected well,
that
the voice of God, the spirit of understanding, that they have 2 to 4 commands and above, four scriptures and above, that you may read one scripture
but
has many colleagues which explain it. If it's the Bible, not taken off the seal through the seven spirits of God, you can't understand it, its own dictionary. It explains itself.
You can't
bring in yourself things from outside. Think you see how the book was tightened well. You can't put in your things and they fit in there.
So
they gave it more than four scriptures which explain themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
As you're moving on to here,
only person who can explain
or
the jack of those seals, it is to say that put them for you in the seven spirits of God, because they are the eyes which open and you see things as they are. For the Spirit brought the scriptures of truth and he sealed them,
so
he put them in seven spirits.
Means
you must have been powered on you in the seven spirits,
and
you to reveal the scriptures, and then you
God.
come
you
a true seeker of God in God's book.
You
can help people on the world, those who seek God, and they become true seekers, and they look in the book of the Lord, and they can understand greatly those are one of blessings given this nation, blessings of becoming true seekers, the true seekers of God, those who look in the book of the Lord.
If they
explain them, you'll be surprised, and they explain the book as God speaks in the wisdom of God, in understanding of God, in the real counsel of God, in the power of God, in the knowledge of God, in the fear of God, in the Spirit of the Lord.
In
you do you feel,
you feel
God speaks, and that wisdom is on standard. Those are the true seekers we speak of. God moves on creating them in the midst of the world.
So
he wants people like those, and they will be the one to worship him.
So
him. And we see in this heading that the taking of the seven seals in the book of God, the book of the Bible, it shows the word of God, the scriptures of truth,
we
purified seven times through the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much.
So, move
on in Revelations 5. Verse
5
and
6.
They show you except one with the seven spirits of God in his fullness. He's the one who can take off those seals. He draw people to understand them.
For
he can filter them, put them in the seven spirits.
The gift
of that anointing, that spirit,
and
you be filled gradual, and you reach to totally get filled. Praise Jesus. Read verse 5 and 6 we see. Let's come from 4 to understand well. Revelations 5 from verse 4.
Nange nenkaba nyama ziga kubanga tewalabika yasanira okwanjuluza ekitabo ne wankubadde okukitunuulira. Olunyo lw'okutaano omu kubakadde nangamba nti tokaaba, laba empologoma ow'omukika kya Yuda, ekikolo kya Daudi, yawangula okwanjuluza ekitabo n'obubonero bwakyo omusanvu. Olunyo lw'omukaaga, nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Revelations 5:4-6. Apostle Paul, after he wept tears, after see no one was able to take off the seven seals, the one would have had the Holy Spirit in his fullness,
it's
not going to be understanding God's words in their fullness, and he wept tears. One of the 24 elders, he told him, fear not, do not cry,
he
is the one who overcame, the one of the tribe of Judah, of the stamp of Jesse. But we remember
written
in the Isaiah 11 from verse 1 to 2 they say there will come a branch from the stump of Jesse of the tribe of Judah. The Spirit of the Lord will be on him. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of power. The Spirit of knowledge of God. And the Spirit of fear of God.
One
spoken of was seen in the verse 6 that I saw the Lamb of God in the seemeth slain. That's what seemed seven horns.
Those lamps
which shine on the
lamps
seven lamps. Even seven eyes just to see in this lampstand. They are the seven spirits of God which appear inside of the lampstand. He alone is worthy
to
take off the seven seals. And
it
shows us the words of God, the scriptures of truth.
As
if you refer it seven times, and he pours on us anointing of the scriptures. For the words he tells us, they are spirits. If the spirit fills you, it begins from the scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the one with the seven spirits of God, they are the seven eyes of God. He alone can take off those seals. For the seven spirits of God, and they are the eyes.
When
people gathered the scriptures, he saw where he got them. That hell is in this place.
He
brought them in the spirit of the Lord. That face the Lord of hosts. And he brought them in the spirit of wisdom. Any other wisdom except from the word of God.
To
hear the voice of God. If he opens the eyes, those words we see them. And we understand them. We get explained of them well. And what makes the seal?
Said
the seven spirits that the eyes of God.
It's
the one who seals when he's closed the eyes. And reveals and when he's looked. And then you see. But
it
seals in the spirit of the Lord. Those are the words of God. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The spirit
of wisdom say when he seals.
No
other wisdom except from the word of God. And
it
reject it.
It's
where you have to base hear the voice of God. Before he opens his eyes like this, you read Isaiah. When he opens, you read God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
he sealed like this, prophet Isaiah said, when he takes off the seal,
wow.
This is not Illuminati. People may see me open closed eyes. Let me shut my eyes.
Okay.
If he closes the eyes, in the spirit of wisdom,
you read
Isaiah said,
if
he opens the eyes, you read God. I am the Lord who created heaven and earth.
If
you don't hear Isaiah, have you understood?
What is
called is close the eyes
and
shut you out. You can't understand them. Now taking off the seals to look, open eyes and you're lightened. You see things how they are. That's why many of you, when you read the Bible,
it
said Micah said.
Yet
Micah did not speak there. All you're going to analyze
there.
Given
a
special blessing as a nation
Uganda, and
bringing the Labour portion has a powerful word. That's why I told you that the vision from Australia
into
the nation of Uganda,
hard
to fake it and attach yourself to it. It's the reason why
it's
taken close to 27
okuva mu mwaka 1992 paka leero 2019
that was how many years 27 years
giise hoteli ya kuingira
past no one enters the needs
kubanga kuri mwe bintu ebya buziba
because the need are deep things
you don't inza kumala ge forgingira forgingira
poach and fake them
ukuja kongera ugenda bitu
ukiriza except when you are going to fulfill them.
I
spoke to you who doubts over that word.
That's
not the man standing before you.
You to come out,
speak, you are the one, begin to explain your own. That is what God has told you in that vision.
So
now it needs a person who have been anointed of that anointing, the seven spirits of God,
to
take off the seven seals. Then
we'll
bring the words of God in the real wisdom of God. God never wanted us to understand him in the human wisdom. No. Understanding his wisdom in which he spoke.
Ndoza bobo somabul wano Daniel isulene eye 10 onyo 10 na omwenda.
If you read Daniel 10 from verse 19
bako rabi moro
and 21
ekitabo ekyo kyennyini ekiri mu
the real Bible in heaven
ekyaliko photo ekyaliko siru mushamba
but seven seals
ba photocopying ane siru za chonga ebasindika
kunsi photocopied it with its seals sent it on the world. And God too is wise.
And
as know is wise from ancient days. He wants those who will humble.
Those
who will power upon his Holy Spirit. They understand his word. Everyone comes out to understand. Not at all. Let's read in Daniel we hear.
Danieli esule ye 12 nolu nyiriryo lwo 8
Daniel 10 from Daniel verse 19
Danieli esule ye 10 nolu nyiriri olwe 19
Daniel 10 from verse 19
Danieli esule ye 10 nolu nyiriri olwe 19
Daniel 10 from verse 19
nayogera anti gwo musajja omwagalo ennyo totya emirembe jibere joli bera na amanyi wewao bera na amanyi awo yayogera nange nempebwa amanyi nenjogera anti mukama wanga ayogere kubanga ompadde amanyi olinyo lwabiri nalyo kayogera anti omanche mvudde njija joli nekakano naddayo okulwana n'omulangira owe buperusi era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangira owe buyonani alijja olinyo lwabiri mulumu naye nakubuulira ebyawandikibwa mu byawandikibwa ebyamazima
yes
praise Jesus man
yamunga nenge nakubuulira
told him I'm going to tell you the scriptures
in
scriptures of truth in heaven.
They
got a copy from the book in heaven.
As
then we first heard above. Bible given a copy brought on the world.
Spirit of
God direct through prophets and apostles.
Or
the Spirit of God.
He sent
the angels on the all the angels. And they bring scriptures of truth.
No,
as the Bible in heaven had a seal. In the BC.
From
the birth of Christ on earth. Photocopied from those. And they had seals.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's why
you see in Daniel 12. In the verse
8,
he speaks and he says this.
Daniel 12 from verses
8.
Nempulira, nayine sitegera. Nendyo kanjogera nti ayi mukama wange. Ebiriva mu ebyo biri babitya.
Nabi Daniel.
Prophet Daniel.
Yawulira ebyawandikwa ebyamazima.
He heard the holy scriptures.
Nga malaika uyabiwe bo moyo
mutukufu. As angel was given them by the Holy Spirit.
Nabileta
jali. And he brought them to him.
Naye yabiwulira.
But he heard them.
Nabiliko siri.
And they had seals.
Natanyiza kubitegera.
He did not understand them.
Naye
Just as you first heard, Jesus, the way, the truth, and life. John 14:6. You began to speak.
Yes,
Jesus, the way, truth, and life. But they tell you, explain us how it comes to be the way. It heads to where? Which goes to heaven. That we pass through him. How? We pierce ourselves in him. And we stretch out of him. How cometh about to say is the way? For in the seventh day, no comes to the Father. Said when they pass through
me.
Where does his Father live? His Father is above the heavens.
The
body of Christ makes heaven and earth with you. You can't go above the heavens except you pass in Jesus. In the other, to be the way, none of us is there where he was not. Brought the existence of all creations. When we are all branches, we came from him.
Bible
says John 1:16, from his fullness we were given. Where he was not, none was
there.
The way of all things which are appearing. That scripture.
Just
the way. The kubo. I am the way.
It
can be explained to you for some long time. And they say the way, the life. And they say why the life? That you see. All of us who look even stars and angels. John 1:16, from his fullness we all given. In John 15, the vine we branches. What life do you have where he was not? And according to Isaiah 51,
is
the rock from which we were cut. But when look to Peter,
1
Peter chapter 2.
Agamba,
he said, he is the living stone. We two living stones gotten from him. Now is the life.
You are
not there where he wasn't. Nothing living. And they say it's the truth.
It goes,
John 1 16, from his fullness we give
him.
What do you see existing where
he is?
He's the truth of all things we touch.
The truth of
being seen and unseen in heaven. He's the truth. The avocado. That is him, the truth. What truthful do you speak of? And it's there. And it's not him.
He
said those words you see. You can preach them, but you've not understood them. Prophet Daniel. Daniel 12. The verse
8
says, I heard, yet I didn't understand.
You
took all along you hear, but you don't understand. John 14:6, Jesus with the truth and life. But what did you understand beyond that? You understand how is the way? How is the life? How is the truth?
What
truthful do you have? The body?
If
you have it, who is that one you have? If it's real.
Mazi.
Is it water?
Gadara.
Real water?
Ye uyo.
He is the one.
Ge mazima.
That is the truth.
Chicho ita mazima
what
atari.
You call truth where is not.
Ere chisigade.
And what remains?
Chitari echo bwe bulimba.
Not that is falsehood.
Amen.
Chichitwa
ukanya.
It's what defies us. And the father of lies, Lucifer.
Yogera biva mbibiye ngatebiriwe.
Spoke what comes from his, they never existed. If he say Jana is not there,
for
this
married
70 virgins, it will never happen.
Everything
spoken of
exists,
truthful, it is him. You have a goat home. Is it real goat? That is Jesus.
Spoke
John 14 22 down is saying, in those days you already know, all along you are in me, and me I am in the Father. And the Father works above the heavens. Jesus makes heavens and earth. All creations are in him.
You
try to show you. How can you hear? Yet you don't understand. By the seals involved.
So as
I understood, Jesus
was
with truth and life.
Let's
explain what I want. How cometh he be the way? How is he the life? How is he the truth? And it began to stammer. But we no more fail on that. Holy Spirit in his fullness. Seven fruits of God. And he's doubled them. As I speak to be the truth,
the way
the truth and life. I can take them above the heavens. I show you how we began with the Father. The word began with the Father and the Holy Spirit.
Agreed all
things to come from the word. From
they have entered a double portion. Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
But
what I tell you, someone can be out there and they feel that proportion. Me too, I have it. Friend, what meaning? It means what? This is not
crazy.
It's been with me for time.
If
I've
raised
myself according to what God put in me, my God,
he
wouldn't have laid a carpet for me here. And you see me from far, you clap hands. Man of God. You would have seen the car coming. And those who line up to welcome. And held the briefcase. Those who hold his Bible. But you have proud people who know nothing yet to do those things to them.
Me,
I don't refuse to do it. What I was given, I was given. Don't want to appear as if I don't have it.
You know,
if you seek for honor, as if you don't have it, you don't seek for it if you have it. If you have it, what do you seek for it? If I have knowledge, why do I show that I have knowledge?
No.
I have it, you see it and we move on. We flow.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
That's
it to show you have something. It reveals itself. You know, if you show you have God, you may show yourself in the thieves. And they rob your gold.
You
be with your gold, go to the market with security.
Tunda.
Sell it.
But
you go showing
up.
I have gold.
Lefeza.
Even silver. They are in the pocket.
Abobo kumbi, abobo
those
jambi,
with
emiko.
Pangas, axe, sticks. They will attack you.
That
Satan to understand me. Sometimes he fails you to understand me.
Hard
to know the real truth of whom I am. For I don't move, show, and expose it. Have you seen written on the forehead?
He has full knowledge.
That I na okumanya okujude.
Have
you read it on the forehead of him?
It's
not there.
But
these are what I tell you. When we take off seven seals from the book of the Lord, the Holy Bible, the word of God, scriptures of truth,
can
understand we are purified seven times through the seven spirits of God.
And
the one given
from
the fullness of that spirit, one who can come out explain them how they are
and
remain in the glory of God, in the spirit of the Lord, remain in the wisdom of God, and then God's understanding, and
they
understood them in God's understanding, and they are in the counsel of God, and
it is
written in their season. Those which you are, those which are, and those which are coming,
and
don't begin to confuse scriptures.
But they understand
as their God, their Father. and they are in power of the word of God, in power as a spirit, power and they work in power. Not reduce the power or to increase when it didn't increase their power.
Like.
You know, you can increase power of scriptures, of wind. The man can read your scripture. I will kill it. I will throw it. And he lives to say, one who kills it today.
He
will kill it. It's not time. It's not come. Let me see the hands. Who has a microphone? Praise the Lord Jesus. Maybe I thank God for teaching us. For what the Holy Spirit has taught us today. Many who know the auntie of my children home. She came last week home. She found me sitting. And she told me. But born again. There is a place I went, I had a problem. And the born again told her. Reach Psalms 35. For that one, when I read it to someone who was doing evil to me, they died. I read it to another, and their child got lame. I explained, told her auntie. Now, are you going to kill? Said, do you see the book speak of killing others? Even the Psalms he read, I explained how many things she can understand. I've taken long to explain her, but she never understood. When the Spirit taught of the seal, the people is unto the interpretation of things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, praise Jesus much. You know, by those seven seals, people lie to others, yet they read in the Bible. And they put them position where they are not. For that Psalms, Jesus prayed it to Satan and his children.
When
he told us in Genesis 3, put enmity offsprings of the woman, offsprings of Satan the devil. Now, for not connecting, they are fighting the offspring of the woman and of the woman instead of fighting offspring of Satan, fallen angels. See, you became a sorcerer and you attach yourself on the word of God. You
explained
well
in
he speaks. Let me tell you, in heavenly Bible, those scriptures follow themselves in order. They explain themselves. Now you were gone through it.
They asked,
why did you pray sorcery prayers that I got them in Psalms? And he told you, pray for who?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you bewitched Satan, fulfilled your sorcery. But God waits you, pay you with your Satan. For going to attach yourself, claiming using the Bible, yet you bewitch people.
Yes, yes, Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Amanya Nicholas.
I'm named Nicholas. That word I testify about it. blindness of eye. Many brethren of ours in the world
who say
they are past, but they don't understand words in the Bible because of the seven seals. Indeed, I was on one radio station and there's one pastor that his ministry falls Matthew 24, but he had made a crusade. It falls in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 5, that what hinders let us read 2 Thessalonians. What hinders the lawless one to appear after it will be taken away, and then the lawless one will appear? Now he says what hinders, and they are going to take it away this time. What hinders is marriage. What hinders riches. They are going to take it out, that people will get married. Did you saw
it?
Not understood it's the Holy Spirit hindering. But I thank God today.
Can
open eyes, know the Spirit is the one hindering and hindering them. God bless you. I don't know. Time has been long. Religions and false salvation come fight with the salvation of truth.
And
get scriptures twist as they want. But time has come. Understand what is preached to be a terror.
And
then you light them to after they have understood.
Now,
you read to the one what hinders, and he knows it himself. What hinders the rebellion to appear? Satan, can he hinder himself to appear? The Holy Spirit to convict sin, righteousness and judgment. The coming of the evil Satan and his workers committing many sins. Now the one who convicts the
world
hinders them. Now they fight with him. Make church do evil things. Things of filthy. Clothe
miniskirts.
Dirty from their mouth. That they can push the Holy Spirit far from them. But let's put that aside. All we end in Daniel 12:8. And say he heard, but he did not understand.
He
gave him reason why he didn't understand those words. Let's move on. We read here
Daniel 12:8.
Daniel 12:8.
Nendio kanjo geranti ayi mukama wange. Ebiriva mwebio, biriva bitia. Olinyoro mwenda. Na yogeda anti, kuata makubo God Danieli. Kubange ebigambo, bibi kidu wako, elabi sibu wako akabonero. Okutuse chisele chienko merero.
Bamu gamba, na bidaniel.
They told Prophet Daniel,
geno umule muguru.
Go rest in heaven.
Ebigambo, bitu sibu wako, sindogena bitengira nao.
See, do not understand them yourself.
Okutuka muna kweze nko
merero. To preaching the days of the end.
Gwe mulimu gwaka tondo kusemba yo.
God is final work.
Kusema zinga
wins. On the planet earth.
Okuita mu Uganda kulali
Africa. Passing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Mubirebio.
In those days. Days of the end began 2019 years back. God took off the seals in heaven.
Even
on the world began to get old,
but
taken off by the Spirit of God.
More
people rejected God's Spirit.
Even
wanting other things from him as miracles. Don't want to draw them, understand God's words.
Seals
for the seals are on the book. As they are
still
in the Iraq, they are like that.
They are not
taken off till the Spirit is in you who takes them off.
Bible
was taken off seals. Taken off by that one with the Spirit of God. If you read, you don't have the Spirit of God, you remain sealed.
Daniel
left even Isaiah and the others. As they didn't understand, they didn't take it. You read when you don't take them off, you don't understand.
Those
who purify themselves. As he spoke. Proverbs
1:23.
I accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit. Understand my words.
Those
one who purify themselves repent and they get understanding. Listen next verse what it says.
Daniel 12:10. Banja abali erongosa abali etukuza abali womezebwa naye ababi bali kola ebibi soku babi tekuli babali tegeera naye abali na magezi bali tegeera.
Have you
heard well?
Banja abali etukuza
men have purified themselves
era bali tukuzibwa
and they will be cleansed
soku soku babi
and among the wicked
abali bajja kweyongera okola ebibi
bya wicked will do more wickedness
era kubabi tekuli bano omwali tegeera
the wicked will understand
naye abageza abali na magezi
why is those with wisdom they shall understand
be babi tukuza
those are one purified
kubanga mwete kufuba yuwako moyo we
power on them is
spirit
fullness
miyo musambi jaka
seven spirits of God
atakuno mu double portion
them in the double portion
bategeere
they will understand
basome bigambo bya katonda nga babitegeera
words of God they understand them.
You
think what eases me to understand them?
Though
you get me out of sleep,
and
read a scripture that says,
connecting
the spirit connects immediately. And they begin to order themselves.
They
have the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Read
a scripture I've never read in the Bible myself. When you read it for me, I know it. I've never read it.
Don't you think
the entire Bible I read the words in it.
You read it
there, I hear it, but I know it from ancient days. Why? By that anointing.
Why?
Praise the Lord. Teacher, I want to help get light of this word. We read in the Daniel 12, the verse 10. This
script
in Isaiah 11 verse 9. I want to see whether it can connect with this one. God bless you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That for the latter days.
For Isaiah
11:9
says
that
they
will no more destroy on the mountain of God's house, for the world will be filled with God's knowledge as water spread from the sea. Those are the seasons we are in. It's the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
God's worldwide promise to pour upon Uganda.
The package in that call to fulfill many things. Yet they come from bringing the full knowledge, the full knowledge of God and His glory.
First
spoke as He told Prophet Moses, the world will be filled with the knowledge of God.
In the book of
Numbers 14:21.
First
spoke Moses, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of my glory.
Moses
waited for it all along.
He
just repeated prophets what he told the prophets who came before. That's why I told you scriptures don't have one verse.
They
have many other scriptures explaining them. Proof it's God who spoke. In the spirit of understanding, here a little, there a little. You
see
standard of God of the high level.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Isaiah, Isaiah 29, in the verse 9, in the verse 14, spoke and he said,
that
words of the book of God,
Bible,
the Bible, you give them to the land, and said them, explain to me. And they say, I cannot. I cannot, for they are sealed.
numugambo wan
and he said now
katonda yavawa
god came from where
katonda je yava
god where he came from
yentandikwa ne nkomo
is the beginning and the end
okuvawa
from where
ngatawulira nkonti waliyo waguru
we have never heard this above the heavens and they went well in the Bible college, Bible university. They started to be doctors of the Bible. And they have doctorates in theology.
Or
you can see what they interpret.
But
God has brought a challenge an amazing work in the midst of the world. Let's read that verse we see.
Isaiah 29
from verse 9.
Mulindirire mwewunye. Mwesimire ddala muziba amaaso.
Yabagamba kati mulindire.
Told them wait.
Mwewunye.
Be wondering.
Musoka munyikira ddala mbufirwo.
Think in your foolishness.
Mulioka mwewunye oluvanyuma
ngankola. After when he walks.
No,
God's left the world for time. And they get foolish depth.
And they get just
twist them in meanings, not that.
He
waited them to sink in foolishness.
The
person who will understand and they get the Holy Spirit, they call him the Holy Ghost. And they sink in foolishness. And they all take it. Even those who are honorable, you find them.
We miracle centers. We are going to call the Holy Ghost.
Somebody sunk deep in foolishness. After you've
learned
the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost,
and
you bring him in your fullness, he makes seven spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Holy Spirit. You've called him Holy Ghost. Now the Spirit of Wisdom. What are you calling him? Holy Ghost of Wisdom? After
the
Spirit of Understanding, we call it Holy Ghost of Understanding. The Ghost of Understanding. After you sunk in being dwarfed and dafted,
he
waited to sing their heads.
And he
brings out the amazing work like the day. Now, I don't know
where
the spirit of counsel is called the ghost of counsel. The spirit of power is called the Holy Ghost of power or ghost of power. The spirit of knowledge
is
called the ghost of knowledge. The spirit of fear of God
becomes
the ghost of fear of God. Is it like that? It waited them to sink their heads. Those of religions gave up long time.
They are in their
party, son, and the Holy Spirit. They think nothing, they know nothing of him.
Now,
the fake born again who enter in our salvation,
they
come robbery, foolishness. Now he's caught them like today. After you totally get dafted, after you twisted all scriptures,
I'll
do an amazing work. Isaiah 29 verse 9. You sing the drunk wine, alcohol is staggering in the scriptures.
Someone
but all scriptures are no understanding. You get this? When you connect them,
they are not,
just staggering in them.
Isaiah 29 verses 9. Bata gata na yesi na chitamiza olinyole kumi kubanga mukama afuse kumu omoyo gotu lotu
yabeva sada.
God made them sleep long time. There is no revelation.
Ainzo kujana simu mbutwe.
They can come plant a heading.
Kufate kwa kufa.
Death must die. Now who will kill death? The angel of death will kill him.
Now,
we read Revelation 6, 7 and 8. And the angel of death in hell, God gives them authority
to do
work of taking off spirits from the bodies. Now, death was planted in the crusade. He still picks people from the bodies. The other told him death must die. Conference.
In this very overnight death must die. He must die. Stand up and we pray. We must kill death.
To prove you to your own you the priest to. Tomorrow you hear people weeping and they have lost people. The death you killed in the night is come for people more. Spiritual wickedness. The witch who they tell you not to understand. Even one speak to you, but you rejoice. If you can lift chairs, you carry a choir. Death today, we beat you. Tomorrow he picks you yourself out of that body.
What
speak you don't understand it.
But
what troubles you most is the seal. God knows your conmanship and robbery in you.
He
refused to take off the seals. This Bible you see it understands.
If you read it,
the field of your evil intentions,
can
leave you interpret it as you, and it destroys you itself.
Isaiah.
Isaiah
29,
verses 10.
Kubanga mukama afuse kumu omoyo gotulo otungi. Erazi bya maso gammwe. Banabi, nemi tuweja mwe. Nchelazi vya masoga mwe. Banabi, nemi tuweja mwe. Abala guzi, ajibiseko. Olinyole kumi na urumu. Noko ole sebo kuna kufuse jemuli. Nge vigambe vyo mchitavo echisibu waka kabonero. Abantu cheba wa omuntu ya igirizibwa. Ngabo gira anti, soma chino, nkwega iride. Na yo gira anti, siinza. Kubanga chisibu waka kabonero.
The
spirit of sleep which is not causing you to be revealed. This Bible you see. People don't see in different headings. Things to reveal different, they are not there.
Every day
we are in revelation.
It's
not finishing, it's moving on. Know why we sit
through?
It has a revelation.
The prophets,
after they got corrupted, it is using the word of God in the name of God, and they thought eating. The seals took his spirit from them and they began to read. But things are hard. And
let's
enter in our inner room. I separate myself. I look at the word I preach to people. I comes out. I was in my inner room
and
God brought me John 3 told me make an overnight special. We read it
overnight
there. Today is overnight.
And
now Nicodemus
removed
from the night, he moved to Jesus. God told me, say, you are the
Nicodemus.
God is foolish, he doesn't know Nicodemus.
To
spit words into God's mouth. He moved in the night. That is the teaching. After the sunk in you, you get foolish well.
Nigeria.
He came to Jesus.
Nigeria.
Say he came to Jesus.
Chineta kiso chidamu. Kwekundi mfude katara wa.
Have you made me something foolish here?
Ukuda damu vye mpulidate.
To repeat what I have heard already?
Baba furanga vyana
vitu. They make you like young children.
Damu what?
Repeat like this.
Yes, you ever
praise see Jesus.
Namugamba.
He told him.
Gamba,
repeat, he told him.
Remember,
yes, nothing to speak. No one can do this.
Gamba,
say no one can do this.
Except.
God is with him. Say God is with him.
Stand up
God is with him. Be to outdo them.
Bambi.
Friends.
And you're
pumped up like that. He told him. Say he told him. You cannot enter the kingdom of
Gamba,
God. Say you can't enter the kingdom of God. Except you're born again. You're born again.
Gamba.
Say
business
your business gets born again.
My
husband comes back the second time. I get married the second time. I travel abroad the second time. And you
stand
for your man. You raise, you support. You go back home.
We
overnight of God.
But
God gave us a word. Yet they falsely accuse him.
Spoke
Jeremiah 23. I didn't send the
flock.
And they ran to me. I didn't speak to them. But they made me speak. You go home, you're rejoicing. But what surprises? You forget it immediately.
Well,
they have no spirit of God.
They call you another.
What he spoke yesterday, in another you come, you repeat it.
They make
people mad in those heads. And you remain walking empty-headed like that.
Yes, Jesus.
They find you on the way, shake your head. You are sorted, but you don't realize it. You pass on the shrines.
Fire.
You pass those who drink alcohol.
Fire.
You are a mad thing. Now the point you reach and walk speaking tongues. Those who pass you, they wonder. What happened to them?
They're
mad.
I don't know about
you that your mind is
fire.
Fire.
Yet
you
that
Satan is rejected. Say, friends, leave me this time.
We are not ashamed of the gospel in the shameful things.
The gospel, you're not ashamed.
It
is not shameful.
So
not in the shameful things.
Someone,
they don't know English. But the gospel are not ashamed.
They're
going to preach in English by
the
faith.
Jesus,
Yeshua,
they get saved.
He told you, I shame him like that. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
I speak
English.
You
don't know, speak what you know.
Oh,
pray God teach you English.
Then
show people how God teaches.
It's
not God to ashamed him like that.
Hands,
you first pose the hands. They tell us in Isaiah. 29. That the one who slant. They tell them, explain us this word. And they say, me, they are sealed. I cannot explain them. Okay, explain us the cherubim.
The
cherubim angel. Now, in Genesis 3. 22 and
24.
They are put in the garden. Now it was in Iraq. And them two sins, God chased them from there. As we read in Ezekiel 10, the cherubims are still in heaven. Even prophet Moses saw them. Those they put on the way. Ezekiel also saw them. And they are in heaven. When did they sin? Now that was the old man.
He's
on kingdom radio.
This is
the word seal. You don't joke with
it.
Captures the mature and the young. The learned and the illiterate. And it makes to qualify them all. Speak of God but not in truth.
And
you be careful of that.
Whoever
checked to humble the Holy Spirit, even the little they fail to understand it. And you find them going to plant the church, the powerful church. Raise money. Raise money. We build the house of God. You tell
you,
we are the temple of God. The Holy Spirit sits in us. Now we sit in the building. And you say, you cannot correct the prophet of God. And isn't a mistake? Let us read.
Isaiah 29,
verse
11. Abantu kyebawa omuntu eyayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde n'ayogera nti siyinza kubanga kisibwako akabonero olw'12 ne bamuwa ekitabo oyo atayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde n'ayogera nti siyigirizibwanga
kaakati bonna balina obuzibu.
All of them have a problem.
Eyagenda mu Bible College,
Bible University
n'atagenda
in the one who did go, all cannot explain till one poured on the Spirit of God. And that's why you see, do we wonder that Father Lokodo,
that
they are going to teach people things of God. If they reach to teach, we shall go.
We
sit and mock them and they give us a
certificate.
We come back, explain them what they did teach us. Don't waste time with those.
You become apostles
to get recommendations of the Pharisees. If they reach, you turn against them. You show them certificates of the Pharisees. You have them. The Pharisees, the laws. I am a Pharisee. The letter is here. And he explains. Even the letter he has it. Now how do you reject me? Don't refuse.
Father Lokodo,
calling you, go teach you.
You
come back, explain as apostle explains. You are contentious for you lack understanding.
If I
understand, after he teaches you now, what? You don't know what to answer?
You know,
if a young child comes to you, you answer one. If they say two, you repeat two. If they end on three, you end there. You don't go to ten.
You
go when you reach to those who can be able to reach ten.
If Father Lokodo calls
us in the nursery of the Bible, he said, repeat one.
What do we say?
A young child wants us to help them answer. Can you contend with your child? Are you with them? When they say, Father, I want to teach you, he says, start.
If you
take off, they don't understand what you're meant to.
I see the
television that you say we shall not. You go study. Even some of you have bad manners. God, they teach you character and ethics. See that apostle, what is wrong with him?
As if he supports.
Now what do you argue with a young child?
The father
where he ends in understanding the Bible.
Why do
you
watch?
You remain knowing what you're not with its ends. Will he blot it from you and delete it?
What?
But that is the ignorance. But God promised to take off the seals. And he does an amazing work. In the next verse, he says in Isaiah.
Isaiah 29:13. Mukama nayogera nti kubanga abantu bano bansemberera ne banzisamu ekitiibwa kya mukamwa kaabwe era kya ku mimwa gyabwe naye omutima gwabwe baguntadde wala n'okuntya kwabwe kiragiro ky'abantu kye bayigirizibwa.
N'agamba kati olaba ekizibu ekyaleetesa siru n'azirekako.
Abantu
basemberera Katonda.
People come to God. Aboogera
ku linnya lya Yesu ku mimwa.
Speak of Jesus on the mouth.
Ne mu bigambo byabwe.
Even their mouth. Mukama.
Lord. Yesu yebazibwe.
Jesus praise him. Oh God.
Osanidde.
You're worthy.
Kumbe tebaagala mumanyana kutegeera bigambo bye.
No understand his words.
Baagala kozesa linnya lye okunyiga.
One uses his name to rob. And they teach what they want.
So singa Katonda bw'ayagala.
As God wants. That's why he left seals on the
wall.
After I've done that to you, I'm going to do this.
Isaiah 29:14. Omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero. N'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira n'okutegeera kw'abakabaka baabwe kuli kwekebwa.
Owulidde bulungi?
Have you heard well?
Kubanga nga bamaze okubanga tebakyabitegeera.
Akola
omulimu
ogusembayo,
omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero. Abagezi bebaadde bayita abagezi.
And that they call knowledge, they did not want to speak of it. What
were
we speaking before? We are dead and finished. God came for us this time. Why did they come? And people will be on focus of God television and radio.
They will be on everyone
where they will be. Now you lie when they come in the service the next day. They all will not come pray where we are. They will come back to your synagogue. Look at you like that. Waiting. They see how you con them.
You break a scripture
they don't explain. As many scriptures, you twist it. They look at you like that. They raise hands. And you see all hands are up, raised before you. They have questions. And the trousers will begin to shake. This has never happened on me. I've cast you. And the cast is not working. It cannot work. Would you dare cast the cast of the hen? And the kite is taking the little kit and the hen is cursing instead of learning how to hide its little ones. God created the kite to eat little hens. If you
curse,
God commanded it to eat the cheeks of the hen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you was
praise with Jesus.
So God,
he's doing a marvelous work
in
taking off the seven seals from the book of God, the Holy Bible. It shows that the word of God, the Holy Scriptures,
have
purified seven times through the seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus.
So,
now those seals are made by the Spirit of God, the seven spirits of God. Remember in the first Corinthians, the second Corinthians, chapter
1 verse 21,
second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21,
naye atunyweza ffe awamu nammwe mu Kristo era eyatufukako amafuta ye Katonda olwabiri mu ebbiri era eyatussaako akabonero n'atuwa omusingo ogw'omwoyo mu mitima gyaffe.
Yesu era ye wiye yatussaako akabonero Katonda
sealed us God
n'atussaako omusingo gw'omwoyo
mutukuvu.
Omuntu ku yennyini y'akola
seal. Holy Spirit himself makes the seal.
Era naffe buli tukoma okuwulira ebigambo
bino, the more we hear these words,
ofuna seal,
you get the seal,
sealu ya Katonda,
the seal of God. And they check you, but you can't appear. It comes to pass, the spirit of man searches all things, but he too cannot be searched. Today, if I go to a conference and I sit down there, who realizes who I am? Who is a prophet? All these diviners, they look in you, they cannot spot and allocate you. They cannot know that they have sat with someone dangerous to them. I passed the false prophets. Where God sent me to
you,
I was among them.
Right, look at me.
I even put my head across me. And they wonder, what is this one on? Who is this one? Nothing. You cannot.
They are revealed about him at least the sins.
The seal are made by the Holy Spirit. And the fullness of seven spirits. That's why there are seven spirits.
Ephesians 1:12.
Tulyoke
tubeere ettendo eri ekitiibwa kye, ffe abaasooka okusuubira mu Kristo. Olunya olw'13. Era nammwe mu ye bwe mwawulira ekigambo eky'amazima, enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe, nti mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu. Eyasuubizibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Siirwo bakabonero ka Katonda.
The seal of God.
Kakoleba omwoyo omutukuvu.
Made of the Holy Spirit.
N'olwokuba bwe twabadde tuwulira mu kubikulira essuula
ey'okutaano. When we heard in Revelations 5, verse 1-4,
siiru ziri musanvu.
The seals are seven.
Ezikoleba omwoyo omutukuvu.
Those made by the Holy Spirit.
Okuva mu omwoyo omusanvu
gya Katonda. From the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those have been great secrets, very hard. Sealed on the book of God. How are they? How cometh them be seven? Not just looking at it, but we thank God.
He
revealed the call of the nation Uganda, the call and the covenant, and his glory through the journey of heaven. Because there we know how he revealed them. All these we hear came from the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 to 2011.
And that topic,
study it on Sunday. God revealing me the call, the covenant, the glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven.
In
the journey of heaven is where we are. This call has three foundations. This we are on is the first foundation. We have the second. Where we study Uganda courts to prepare all other nations for the coming back of Jesus. Signs of his coming and fulfilling the call of Uganda. That we shall begin on it. And the third foundation
is
where involving God revealed me the call. That we study on Sunday. God revealing me the call, the covenant. In this glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heaven.
Then God studied
details of the call and Satan's schemes. But there are three foundations, which will be the first on the television station.
We
have foundation 1, 2, and 3.
Beside
the call is very serious.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So taking off seven
seals, as we see in the book of God in heaven, the Holy Bible. It shows that the word of God, the scriptures of truth, purified seven times through seven spirits of God.
So
the seals we speak of, we see them made by the Holy Spirit.
In Ephesians
4:30, he says this.
Ephesians 4:30. Sote muna kuwazanga omwoyo omutukuvu owa Katonda.
Praise Jesus. We should not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom we are sealed. Remember, anytime we hear this gospel and it's revealed well,
the Spirit
transfers those words, put them in us.
And
seals them in you. Teach them, you feel you are with him working. Anointing moves on to open reveal.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
in that word, brethren, he who made the seal in his fullness makes seven spirits of God.
So
when
you
read Revelation 5 in the verse 6, we see the one where they take off those seals and he has seven spirits.
Let's
briefly get back, read there. Revelations 5, verse 4 to 6. Revelations 5 from verse 4.
Nange nenkaba nnyo amaziga, kubanga tewalabika yasanira okwanjuluza ekitabo, newankubadde okukitunuulira. Olunyo olwokutaano, omu ku bakadde n'angamba nti tokaaba, laba, empologoma omu kika kya Yuda, ekikolo kya Dawudi, yawangula. Okwanjuluza ekitabo n'obubonero bwakyo omusanvu. Olunyo olw'omukaaga. Nendaba wakati w'ebiramu ebina na nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. Najja n'akijja mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'oyo atudde ku ntebe. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Bwe yatoola ekitabo, ebiramu ebina n'abakadde 24 ne bavunnama mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga, buli muntu ng'alina ennanga n'ekibya ekya zaabu ebijjudde obubaane, kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu. Olunyo olw'omwenda. Ne bayimba oluyimba oluggya nga boogera nti osaanidde okutoola ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo, kubanga wattibwa n'ogulira Katonda olw'omusaayi gwo mu buli kika n'olulimi n'abantu n'eggwanga. Olunyo olw'ekkumi.
Praise Jesus much.
Yali asaanidde okuwembula ekitabo.
He was worthy to open this book.
Okuggyako seal.
Take off the seals.
Kubanga already yalina emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
He already had seven spirits of God.
Ekikola seal omusanvu.
Which makes seven seals.
Songa bwe natandise nkugamba.
As I began telling you. Open up the seal because the seven spirits are the seven eyes of God. If we say there is a seal, the scripture has been shut in there. If you open up, you really see its life. through the seven spirits of God. Those we part to get explained.
Well,
Revelation 6, the verse 1 and 2,
some
view of when we take off the seal, how it happens. Revelation 6, from verse 1.
Nendaba omwana gw'endiga bwe yabembula ku bubonero omusanvu ko akamu ne mpulira ekimu ku biramu ebina nga kyogera ng'eddoboozi ery'okubwatuka nti jangu olunya olwokubiri nendaba era laba embalasi enjeru n'oyo atuddeko ng'alina omutego n'aweebwa engule n'agenda ng'awangula era awangule
bwe yajjako siru ku kitabo kya
Katonda.
He
saw one of the four living creatures. Not opening the book, the living creature you read in Ezekiel 1. They are living, they are real. And they are living, they are there.
Although
they are not mere letters,
although
they are there in their life,
long
they live, the creatures are living. You know, Apostle John, he read of the four living creatures
in
Ezekiel chapter 1.
It's
maybe
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel, what did he write about? As
they
reach there, and when they open with the four living creatures, and they are real, they are there.
Now, the Bible
you see is living.
And
never told us a letter as you see it.
What
tells us in the Holy Scriptures, they are spirits. And they are living. And they give us life. Let's finish with John. John 6:63. John 6:63.
Omwoyo gwe guleeta obulamu. Omubiri teguliko kyegugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
Ebigambo byonna ebyabyawandikibwa.
All words from the Holy Scriptures.
Katonda nga byabyogera mu butuukirivu
bwa God spoke them in the righteousness.
Abitukuziddwa emirundi musanvu.
And they have purified seven times.
Okuyita myo musanvu.
Through seven spirits.
Gwe mwoyo.
They are spirits.
Gwe bulamu.
They are alive.
Era ebimubiri mwoyo wa Mukama.
Some are in the spirit of the Lord.
Okugulumiza Katonda kitaffe n'omwana.
Glorify God the Father and the Son. Through the Holy Spirit. Other in spirit of wisdom. Bring voice of the word of God. And the wisdom in the word. Other in the spirit of understanding. Where God spoke 2 to 4 commands. And above.
Both
scriptures and above. From the Old and the New Testament.
There are
those in the spirit of counsel.
And
they speak of seasons and times. And they show. Scriptures are there above the heavens. Those are there when heavens and earth are. Those speak when heavens and earth have passed away. They are all ordered very well.
There
are those in the spirit of power. Whatever I didn't plant, it will be uprooted. Everything I didn't build.
These
are plans of the crafty. Those are in the spirit of power. They are those of spirit of knowledge.
And
they say eternal life. Knowledge of one true God.
And
knowledge. Light shining in darkness. Darkness of death of destruction. All those we shall look in them. Of the spirit of fear of God. All those working on the laws. Of fear of God is to hate evil.
And
help many come from evil.
And
the broad commands, don't steal, don't commit adultery. If you fear him, you stop that. If you don't fear him, lake of fire. Spirit of fear is things end there. Whoever refuses to fear, they will prove it.
If you
refuse to fear as his words are, you will fear in the lake of fire. Those in the spirit of the Lord,
they speak
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. No other God. All those words
and speech.
Don't let us, as you read them here, Let's end like this. 2 Corinthians 5:6. Seasons we head on to. No more serving the letter. Though in your Bible, you saw letters there. Are they not the ones there? Are we no more going to serve letters? We are going to hear the voice of God. And understand seasons and times. No power in the world. No knowledge in the world.
The
fear of God in the world.
And
glorify God in the spirit of the Lord.
And
no more read letter. Jeremiah said, there you studied the letter. Let's read in the Corinthians.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
2 Corinthians 3:5.
Sikubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli.
Ebigambo bino.
These words.
Tewaliwo alina buyinza kulowooza nti biva gy'oli.
That's authority that they come from you.
Kubanga muntu ogutwasoma ku mulundi guli twawulira.
We started last time we heard.
Peter ekyokubiri.
In the 2 Peter 1:19-21.
Tebannabite bayogeranga byavanga gye bali.
Prophets didn't speak what came from them. They came from God.
Naye eri Katonda tulinayo kitaffe.
On 2 God we have the Father. We have the Son. And the Holy Spirit.
Bonna osobola obawulira.
Can you hear all of them? If they came from God, we have the Father, we have the Son, we have the Holy Spirit. Can you hear them in the Bible? And they speak with you for they came from them.
They didn't come from
prophets that you say. Prophet Isaiah said. Prophet Isaiah was a microphone speaker. It is so frightening to be on this radio. Sony, you said my radio speaks much. Yes, there are people in the studio in the radio station. They send their voicings on to reaching you. And you begin to praise your radio. It's speaking. Even in the studio, there can be 3 people. And they are ministering. And they shift turns of speaking. Now let me try.
This is
teacher Ivan.
Murimu Musumba
Muteka. Pastor Mutekanga.
Murimu Ani? Musumba Robina.
Teacher Pastor Robina.
Musumba Robina watuko kogea to read
that. If Pastor Robina speaks, can't you hear her voice? You hear that one is this person.
Now it's
Pastor Mutekanga.
This time it's
teacher Ivan.
They
all happened on the prophets.
In
the times the Father spoke, and the other the Holy Spirit. The other day,
what?
Yeah, when they brought voices of the angels
and
them to speak in heaven. But you to hear
them,
they are those of creations.
The Bible says
the gospel of creations reached everywhere.
Our voices,
the time they left Paul speak as him.
Bible,
you have it as what?
Bible
is a book of the high level.
That ordered
very well.
It's
not people who ordered it
according
to wisdom in it.
Those
who thought the whites wrote it,
them
don't understand these words. Yet you falsely accuse them that they made the book the Bible.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
2 Corinthians 3:5.
Sikubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli. Naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda. Olunyolw'omukaaga era eyatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya si baweereza bannukuta wabula ab'omwoyo.
Olidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Marayo.
Bakolinse ekyokubiri essuula ey'okusatu olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians 3:6.
Era eyatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya si baweereza bannukuta wabula ab'omwoyo kubanga ennukuta etta. Naye omwoyo guleeta bulamu.
The letter kills. We no more serve the letter. We serve the spirit. God is spirit. Is it not that?
Si ayogera na fe.
Is it not one speak with us?
Banga butumu soma wali muyoka.
Read me the John.
Yokona.
John chapter 4.
21:24. Katonda we wuji.
God is a spirit.
So butumanga tutawereza nyoko.
If we don't serve the letter.
Atuwereza
moyo. And we serve the spirit. God is the spirit.
Era atugamba ko liseno yenyine je
tulimu. In the Corinthians where we are.
Second
Corinthians chapter 3.
Agamanti mukama wafe gwe moyo.
Our Lord is the spirit.
Era wali moyo gwa mukama wafe.
The spirit of the Lord is there is liberty.
Butubanga tuwereza nyuko.
If we don't serve the letter. If we serve the spirit.
Tuwereza Katonda.
We serve God.
Yali mabega we nyuko tazi.
The one behind these letters.
Osobolo muulira.
Can you hear him?
Osobolo okumulaba.
Can you see him?
Those serving
the letter, it has killed them much.
All
religions are there.
When they say
Isaiah spoke, say me to let me make catechism.
Or
even Isaiah said, me too I can speak. Someone releases their books.
They
think the prophet spoke.
That
is them too I prophet this. They have things to speak.
What
you have to speak? The prophets did speak what they wanted.
If you
don't serve the letter you see in the book, we serve the spirit.
No,
the spirit is God.
See
in Isaiah 28. To understand what is preached.
Don't
be a terror. Those who had erred in spirit, they will get understanding.
So let's wait
and see the work of God. And he takes off the seven seals in his book, the Bible, and to show the word of God
in
the Holy Scriptures, purified seven times through the seven spirits of God.
At Psalms
12:6. But still, before we begin to take off those seals, tomorrow we have to see revelation of the word of God, the scriptures of truth, the Bible, as it's purified seven times through the seven spirits of God.
It
reveals the power in the word, in the seven groups of angels. Why do we head on like that?
What's
revealed in the spirit of the Lord?
We
have a group of angels in charge of that.
You see, appear
like that as they were spoken.
Those
speak on the spirit of wisdom. They have power we call of the word.
You see, they are kept
as they are in the voice of God. The angels Michael. They fight wars. Protecting the word of God as it is.
Those
spirit of understanding. They have
a
group of angel Gabriels. Those who connect the gospel. The power you hear of in the word.
They
say the kingdom of God. Not words. But power.
I don't know if
you've ever read that.
1 Corinthians 4:19-20.
The kingdom of God, you see, is not mere words, but power. As we read here, there is a power in the word. Bible says Psalm 103:19-20.
They
are the angels, the mighty ones,
who
fulfill the word of God. Listen to the voice of the word of God.
Now,
all these words, they are purified seven times. They are released in seven spirits. They have power. But they created the army of angels.
Seven
groups to be the power in the world.
They
will be revealed in the double portion.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming.